fire analyst Rob Beery told a packed high school auditorium the fire won't grow much bigger thanks to the rains in the forecast. But Beery says there's no recorded history of fire in the burn area.
That is really heavy fuel in there. There was a lot of high-intensity fire on this fire. Obviously, you folks that saw it when it took off. So that high-intensity fire tends to make it more prone to flooding.
Four neighborhoods, about 600 people that are in the path of the flood, are loading up on sandbags to prepare. Many have been reminded of the Schultz fire and its subsequent flooding 9 years ago that killed one person and destroyed several homes. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.